Michael's Optical. Our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years. Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
An incredible Monday at the World Cup. It finished up with Morocco's win on penalty kicks 3-2, eliminating Netherlands. Morocco had tied that game with a goal in the 91st minute, and it was tied 1-1 after overtime. Paraguay eliminated Germany on penalty kicks 4-3. The Germans missed three of their six PKs, including their first and their last. Brazil was trailing at halftime, but came back to eliminate Japan 2-1 on a goal in the 95th minute. Monday through Friday this week, three games per day. Mexico hosts Ecuador on Tuesday night. The next U.S. game is Wednesday night against Bosnia and Herzegovina in the Bay Area. The Memphis Grizzlies traded Ja Morant to Portland for Jeremy Grant and Chris Murray. Victor Hovland won the PGA event on the first playoff hole against Scottie Scheffler, who missed a four-foot putt in Connecticut. Baseball, Boston won its fifth straight. Texas won its fifth straight.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
When friends and family come to visit this summer, you want them close, but maybe not that close. Give your guests a stay that they'll love at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Your guests can relax in elegant rooms, enjoy vineyard views, and experience award-winning food and wine. It's the perfect balance of hosting and having your space. With the Tuscan Vita offer, guests who stay two nights receive 50% off their second night. Book their summer getaway now at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at WeHelpYouLegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, men's and women's Wrangler Western shirts 20% off, 15% off Wolverine work boots, and at D&J you'll find sleeping bags, tents, camp stoves, backpacking equipment, and more. And right now, the original Levi 501 jeans at the amazing price of just $54.95. And of course, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Tuesday, June 30th, 2026, I'm Kevin Will.
County DA's office praises signing of AB 46. Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association announces November ballot initiative. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 80s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. District Attorney Dan Dow celebrated the signing of AB 46 into law yesterday, citing it as a major victory for crime victims and public safety in California. The law will go into effect January 1st, 2027. It restores judges' discretion to deny mental health diversion when an offender poses a substantial and undue risk to the physical safety of others. Current penal codes offer treatment instead of incarceration to individuals whose mental illness significantly contributed to their behavior. However, current law requires judges to grant these diversions once certain criteria are met. AB 46 will give judges the ability to consider dangerousness and treatment sustainability before granting diversion. This reform will help keep some very dangerous, mentally ill offenders off the street, while preserving treatment options for defendants who can safely and appropriately benefit from diversion, according to the DA's office. The bill is authored by Assemblywoman Stephanie Nguyen. As it is the fifth Tuesday of the month, there will be no Paso Robles or Atascadero City Council meetings tonight. Additionally, last week was the Paso Robles School Board meeting, the last one until the start of the school year in August. Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association announces November ballot initiative. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association reached a compromise with state lawmakers over its two-thirds vote requirement initiative for the November ballot. The state legislature voted to place a constitutional amendment on the ballot, which would tighten the requirements to enact, extend, or increase local special tax initiatives. A simple majority would instead require a two-thirds majority under the new law if passed. Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association president described it as a tremendous turnaround and agreed to withdraw its original initiative from the ballot from the compromise. They also say they anticipate it will pass overwhelmingly with a large coalition of supporters. America's 250th anniversary is approaching for this Saturday, July 4th, with several options in San Luis Obispo County for celebrating. The Paso Robles annual 4th of July celebration at Barney Schwartz Park kicks off at 4 p.m. This event draws in over 10,000 attendees each year and will feature live entertainment, food, activities, and of course, its fireworks show in the evening. Templeton's 4th of July parade will start at 9:30 a.m. at the Templeton Park. Roads will close at 8:30 a.m. prior to the parade. The parade will loop around South Main Street, 8th Street, Crocker Street, and Gibson Road. Atascadero's 4th of July Music Festival will be held at the Lake Park Bandstand from 2 to 8 p.m. In Morro Bay, the first ever Independence Day drone show will be held Friday, July 3rd. 200 drones will take to the sky from Tidelands Park and then out to the bay. And a reminder that all fireworks, including Safe and Sane fireworks, are prohibited in unincorporated areas of San Luis Obispo County. In collaboration with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and the County Air Pollution Control District, CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will be conducting a 32-acre vegetation burn this morning starting at 10 a.m. near 3270 Gallardi Road in San Luis Obispo. The operation will reduce the accumulation of flammable vegetation that contributes to catastrophic wildfires. Smoke will be present in the area. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Athletics 9-4, the Mariners over the Angels 6-2, the Diamondbacks beat the Giants 5-4, the Cubs over the Padres 3-2, the Tigers beat the Yankees 7-3. Tonight, the Angels will face the Mariners, the Giants will go against the Diamondbacks, the Dodgers will face the Athletics, the Padres will go against the Cubs, the Yankees will face the Tigers. In California news, Governor Gavin Newsom signed the state's 2026-27 state budget yesterday, releasing a video that outlines the philosophy of the budget. There's no projected deficit this year or next for the proposed $352 billion budget. It holds nearly $30 billion in reserves. The state's excise gas tax will rise by 2.2 cents starting this Wednesday, July 1st. This will bring California's gas tax to 63.4 cents per gallon. This applies to only the state's excise tax and is separate from federal and sales taxes that are included at the pump. A 138-year-old Catholic private school is now being forced to shut down after agreeing to pay nearly $400 million to hundreds of clergy sex abuse survivors. The Archdiocese of San Francisco will compensate 530 survivors who say they were abused by clergy members as children. The private school opened in 1888 and recently transformed into a K-8 micro school with multi-age classrooms. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. The Meat and Poultry Processing Expansion Program provides grants to help eligible meat and poultry processors expand their capacity. This is USDA's effort to bolster local and regional meat processing. Rural Business Cooperative Service Acting Administrator Victoria Cullen breaks down the types of projects and applications for funding within Phase 4 of this program.
For this phase, we are dividing the funding equally into two separate competitions. One is our very small and small processors, and two is intermediate processors. There will be $30 million in each of those buckets. And there are two types of applications, processing expansion projects. These awards are going to range from $50,000 to $2 million, and they will support a range of activities to increase and diversify processing capacity for meat and poultry, particularly beef, including equipment-only purchases over $250,000. And necessary improvements, upgrades, renovations, retrofits to an existing facility. The other type of application is for simplified equipment-only projects. These awards will be smaller. They will range from $10,000 to $250,000 for projects that only request the cost of equipment and do not include the renovation, labor, installation, or certification costs.
USDA hopes this funding will increase processing capacity, encourage competition, and improve the resiliency of the U.S. meat and poultry supply chain.
Every summer, smart cattle buyers turn to Superior Livestock for quality selection and volume. Join Superior July 6th through the 10th for the Week in the Rockies video auction from Steamboat Springs, Colorado, featuring more than 240,000 head of calves, yearlings, and breadstock from top ranches across the country. Superior's Week in the Rockies has the loads to fit your needs. View every lot online and register to bid today at SuperiorLivestock.com. Don't miss Week in the Rockies, July 6th through the 10th, only at Superior Livestock.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening August 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. In 2017, as dozens of wildfires ravaged California's wine country, University of California Davis researcher Natalia Pinzon witnessed the devastation firsthand. The experience showed Pinzon the necessity of including farmers and ranchers in the state's wildfire preparedness and mitigation efforts. She said farmers play an important part in preventing wildfires by reducing wildfire fuels, for example. They also create the social infrastructure that is so important during disaster response, Pinzon told AgAlert in an interview. During a disaster, what we need most for immediate response is integrated social networks and integrated communities that can leverage existing resources quickly and mobilize. That can make a huge difference for a community's ability to survive an event like this. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop. the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports that there are no traffic collisions in the past half hour in the North County. Traffic report brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Clouds this morning giving way to sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s. Southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight. Low 50s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs in the low 70s. Southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday, sunny Saturday and Sunday, and into Monday and Tuesday next week. Low 70s Thursday, upper 70s Friday, low 80s Saturday and Sunday, mid 80s on Monday, 85 a week from today. Currently it is 56 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Job openings held up on the last business day of May at 7.6 million, matching the revised reading for April. It's a sign the labor market is remaining resilient despite higher gas prices. The job openings and labor turnover survey found more positions than economists were predicting. Also, the Conference Board says its consumer confidence reading for June improved to 91.2. May's reading was revised lower to 90.6. The June reading included news of the extension of the U.S. Iran ceasefire agreement. Stocks turned higher after a slow start. The Dow could close the quarter today at another record. Nestle says it has completed its goal of removing artificial colors from its U.S. food and beverage portfolio and achieved the goal ahead of schedule. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even Porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Applause Children's Theater seeks to bring an opportunity to perform in Broadway musicals to the youth in the community. They believe all kids deserve to be on stage and all who audition are cast in the show. Find out more about Applause Children's Theater and sponsor a child or show. The performances are at the Christian Life Center on Oak Street in Paso Robles. They hope to have their own building someday. ApplauseChildrensTheater.com.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats.
405-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, go to my boat.
Red Scooter Deli in downtown Paso Robles, and also right next to the DePet Department. And they're now open 8 to 7 on Thursday, so you can plan dinner for Music in the Park. Now, make sure you use promo code KPRL for 15% off your order. You can order online, redscooterdeli.com, or simply call 805-237-1794.
Summer's here. Time to head out to the lake and time to visit Oak Hill Market. No need to pack a cooler. Oak Hill has everything you need for the day or weekend at the lake. Enjoy unique sandwiches and delicious treats from Oak Hill's Deli, or shop their old-time butcher shop for homemade sausages or that special cut of meat. Why pack a cooler? Shop when you get to the lake. Call ahead to have your order ready at 238 Lake. Great food, great prices, great value. Oak Hill Market.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals, near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. There aren't any cowboys in Rhode Island, said a friend recently. I had to correct him, for as we shall see today, there was a great cowboy who came from Rhode Island. Abelhead Pierce was born in Rhode Island on June 29, 1834. At the age of 20, he stowed away on a schooner and ended up in southern Texas. Abel took a job for a cattleman named Grimes. Starting out doing odd jobs, Abel worked his way up to trail boss, taking cattle to New Orleans. Abelhead Pierce was a 6'5" bearded giant of a man who had a habit of wearing spurs with extra large rowels and strutting around town. Someone remarked that Abel looked like a Shanghai rooster, and he became Shanghai Pierce. Now that's a name any cowboy would be proud of. After serving in the Civil War, Shanghai returned to Texas and started accumulating cattle. Shanghai took a couple of years out in Texas, supposedly to let things cool down in Texas, after lynching a couple of rustlers. He ended up with a 250,000-acre ranch, appropriately called Rancho Grande. Obviously, Shanghai was a major factor in the Texas cattle industry. Looking for cattle that would be resistant to ticks that was causing problems with Texas cattle going north, and a breed that would produce more meat, Shanghai went to Europe and ended up bringing home some Brahma cattle, which he crossed with Texas Longhorn. By the end of the 19th century, Shanghai Pierce's Rancho Grande approached 1 million acres. When Shanghai felt his life was close to coming to an end, he hired a San Antonio sculptor to make a larger-than-life statue of himself to be placed over his grave. Asked why, Shanghai responded, "I knew that if I didn't do it, nobody else would." You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Tachi Palace Casino Resort presents an unforgettable summer of live entertainment. Catch country sensation Warren Zeiders on July 2nd, R&B legends Boyz II Men on July 9th, island favorites Kolohe Kai on July 25th, Aaron Lewis on August 8th, the world-famous Gypsy Kings on August 15th, and comedy superstar Bert Kreischer on September 18th. Tickets are on sale now at TachiPalace.com. Plus, save $5 on each ticket purchased on-site with your Premier Club card. Only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
At Peak Painting, we get it.
Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Sign up now for tips from the master, a trainer's trainer, Gary Whiting, who has trained Olympic and extreme athletes. Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness, starting at 2. 40 years ahead of the science, you'll learn about nutrition, intestinal cleansing, and more. Learn from the master, Gary Whiting, the formula for the optimal lifestyle and the 7 laws of radiant overall health. Tips from the master, Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness. For more information, go to GaryWhiting.com or 530-410-5270.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association reached a compromise with state lawmakers over its two-thirds vote requirement initiative for the November ballot. The state legislature voted to place a constitutional amendment on the ballot, which would tighten requirements for special tax initiatives. America's 250th anniversary is approaching for this Saturday, July 4th. The Paso Robles annual 4th of July celebration at Barney Schwartz Park kicks off at 4 p.m. Templeton's 4th of July parade will be at 9:30 a.m. at Templeton Park, and the Tascadero's 4th of July music festival starts at the Lake Bandstand from 2 to 8 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 80s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. The Supreme Court rules President Trump may not end birthright citizenship in the United States.
During the arguments, which the president showed up to, first time a sitting president's done that, there's a lot of discussion about the fact that there are billions of people around the world who could be one flight away from coming here and having a child that would then automatically have citizenship. There was discussion of birth tourism. But even amidst all of that, Chief Justice Roberts at one point during the argument said the world may have changed, but the Constitution hasn't.
Fox Chief Legal Correspondent Shannon Breen. The court in a 6-3 decision rule, states may ban transgender athletes from public school sports teams meant for women and girls. The arguments heard in January were about bans in Idaho and West Virginia. The ruling doesn't say states have to ban transgender athletes. And the Supreme Court also strikes down restrictions on how much money political parties can spend in coordination with candidates for Congress and president. These were the final opinions of the term. This is a Fox News alert.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room.
call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, goat in my boat, snakes in my case, bear in my hair.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
Celebrate the 4th of July and America's 250th birthday with your friends, family, and neighbors at Barney Schwartz Park in Paso Robles, Saturday, July 4th, starting at 4. Enjoy the Family Fun Zone, live music by Garden Party and Steppin' Out, and a food truck zone all day long until the stunning fireworks show at dark. Parking and admission are free. So come celebrate America at Barney Schwartz Park on July 4th in Paso Robles. Find out more at prcity.com/July 4th. That's prcity.com/July and the number 4.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. We'll have plenty of sunshine and very comfortable high right around 80. Mostly clear tonight and overnight lows right around 50. And then we'll be right around 70. Sunny on your Wednesday. Thursday temperatures should be in the low to mid 70s. 80 Friday. Low 80s to mid 80s on Saturday, your July 4th. The same on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 11 up and down. 5:51 a.m., 8:23 p.m., we are at 57. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like those doggy doors built right in. Coming up this afternoon, protecting what matters, Jan Wolf and Juanita McDaniel, Atascadero Republican Women Federated, talking about the primary elections and what's the next step. And also, are Slo County Republicans being locked out of volunteer poll worker jobs by the clerk recorder who was reelected. Also in the 1 o'clock hour, it'll be the Multi-Generational Grape and Grain Society, Jay Leach, Kaylin Clark, and Will Barnaby, talking about the multi-generational look at culture, politics, and the state of our country and the world. All right. There you go. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech set and ready. And it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there, 805-466-6188. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Tuesday edition.
It's a beautiful morning.
All right, you know how it works. Anything that may be on your minds, and you also have the freedom to change even during the course of the same conversation. That's why it's freedom of speech. And remember, our freedoms are easier to lose than reclaim. Just a little something there that came across that last week, and I thought, you know, that is pretty darn good. That is pretty darn good. Once again, for those of you that aren't aware, your gas tax will go up tomorrow. Go up tomorrow, okay, 2.2 cents per gallon. That means our roads will be looking great by August. They'll all be fixed and everything else. So congratulations to the state of California, who could have voted this down back in 2018, but we didn't. I'd like to know if anybody feels like doing any research, what the percentage of is on, well, I know it's a little difficult because the yes and no's don't always mean the yes and no's, but just basically bonds in general, when the state gets them on the ballot, the percentage of Californians who vote in favor of spending more money. You know, one example would be all the water bonds that we've had for the last 20 years, totaling billions and billions of dollars, which hardly any of those projects have even been started. Although we don't know where the money is. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. It was interesting about the gas tax. What's not clear, does that go up every year?
That is, yes, it was a bill, not a bill, it was a, well...
Proposition?
No, it was an annual mechanism that was enacted in 2018. It's automatic.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if you heard, but the voters in 2018 had an opportunity to do away with that, and they didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. They just look at, we need the roads fixed, so we'll vote yes on this, not realizing that money isn't going anywhere. KSVY, to their credit, for a change, actually had a little blurb, I think it was last Saturday. Anyway, we record it and watch it. And one of the gals, you know, talked about the 2.2% increase. And then she pulled up a chart. It sounded like it was from the state of California as to where all the monies go. But the print was so small, even though she had it on a 6-foot television screen monitor, you could not read what it said in the fine print where the money was being spent. I thought that was very interesting. I've got myself a note to contact our representatives for what it's worth, but I was surprised she actually did research enough to try to find that chart and then not be able to read it once she even pulled it up so big. Is that on purpose?
Well, maybe, because there's certainly the technology to enlarge the print on it. We do it all, every single, you know, you go on your computer, and if something's a little whatever, or even on your phone, you can enlarge it.
Yeah. She couldn't enlarge it large enough to read it. I told everybody that I know, said, you know, guys, gas is going up. I'm getting tired of paying for the electric car use of the roads. They put something forward, I'm still formulating what to say or what to write, but here they push the electric cars. We don't have the infrastructure, number one, to support a lot of electric cars during the summer. And then they go, oh yeah, we're not getting gas tax money from these people. And to put a mileage tax on people, well, if you go take a 2,000-mile trip outside of California, are you going to be charged for that? Or do you have to file a form? It seems like they put the cart before the horse, or they didn't think that they had their head in the ground with all this.
Well, that's generally,
I'm just so frustrated.
That's generally what government does, but also when you say the cart before the horse, also that's what people do when they're, you know, looking at these taxes. And what they don't realize, and I've been trying to pound it into people's heads for years and years and years, is where is the money going?
Exactly.
It's not going to necessarily what they say it's going to, where it's going to go, and obviously we know the fraud that takes place. So I don't know if Americans or Californians can stomach this, but I've always thought that, you know what, maybe we just need to take things to the bottom and
go
just
back to basic.
Well, you know what, yesterday a lady called in talking about, you know, some of these the park issues. And, you know, the fact that some of the areas, they get torn down, you know, misused, abused, criminalized, whatever. My point, My thought is, you know what? Don't build it back up. Stop. You know, when your kid is breaking their toys, you don't buy them a new toy again, do you?
No.
Right. You let them grow up, but you don't keep doing this. So for these people that want to trash their own neighborhoods, I say the hell with it. Let them live in it until they, you know, maybe get down on their knees and beg and say they'll do something, because our tax money is just being wasted on this.
Yeah. Well, I, come back to this, is that, you know, decades ago, if a school needed a new play yard, you get a bunch of volunteers coming, and they bring in a tractor, and they would fix it. And now it's like, well, the government needs to clean it up. Well, it's your neighborhood. You clean it up. You know, you drive past that. I mean, there were, used to be a group at Atascadero that took care of graffiti, you know, would go and paint over or clean up somehow. But I'm tired of I'm also tired of it, citizens saying, well, the government needs to do something about that. Well, hello, you know, the government wastes 80% of every dollar they get for administration fees and benefits and retirement and medical, the whole thing. It's time we start, and I realize a lot of times the schools go, well, you know, we don't want anybody hurt. We don't want to be sued. Well, then have them sign releases. You know, same with the parks. You know, go pick it up. It's like the people that volunteer to clean up along the freeway. The government doesn't do that. You know, I mean, if Caltrans is working along that area, they'll clean it up because they have to while they're trying to do their work. But back to the gas taxes, we had two opportunities to make sure that the gas tax stayed for road repair and maintenance and new roads, and twice with propositions, and both times the stupid people of California, the majority, voted them down. And with all the people leaving, I mean, I don't want to be, I'm a little discouraged today, but after hearing that the 14th Amendment is being used as a blanket for any baby that's dropped here by anybody, I just don't understand people anymore. I don't know where they're coming from.
Oh, I agree 100% on that. And that's a major concern in this country when you look at the population shift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Overlooked. But, you know, back to the gas tax, though, it was changed back in the, early or late 70s, where it's no longer dedicated to just the roads.
Right. It's general fund. It goes into the general fund.
Right.
And then the first proposition was to make the gas tax only for roads, and that failed. So they came back a few years later and said, well, we get the money if the state is in the black, then the money goes towards roads. Well, the state hasn't been in the black since then, and that got voted down as well. I don't know. I have a hard time getting my head around everything right now on that, but I keep trying. I keep telling people you need to vote and check out the candidates and the judges, and I keep encouraging, but it's hard to think of leaving California because of the weather. You know, you go, we have great weather here, and it's hard to say pick up and go. Both of our kids live here in the area, so that'd be silly for us as older couple to move away unless they move away. It's I hate to be forced away from a place I like.
I think it's disgraceful, particularly for people that were born and raised in California, that they are somewhat being forced to move out of the state that they love because of the cost that has been inflicted on, well, the people and the government. And again, I use this over and over. We're spending over $20 billion a year on people who aren't even legal citizens of this country yet, let alone this state. And,
yeah.
And yet people born and raised here, families, the whole thing, they're moving out because of the economic part.
Right. And when, you know, this next election for governor, I still haven't heard, did Steve Hilton make it into the top two, or do we have two Democrats we have to vote for?
No, it's Hilton.
Oh, he didn't make it. That'd be interesting. Yeah, I hope that encourages conservative voters to get off their duff and get their ballot in and not deal with, you know, the other. If the other candidate makes it as governor, I can't see how any corporation be able to stay here any longer. And I'll see a more, I think there'll be a bigger exodus out of California. And so you look at, well, now there's less population, more people on the take than giving in to those who take. And I think property values and everything will just go down. Wow. It'll be a tourist and then those that have and those that take from the have.
Well,
in the state.
You also have a state, and under Newsom, his watch. One is he has increased the budget by 40% since he took office, and the other is he's increased the size of government employees by 25,000. Now, if more and more, if more people have left the state since he's been in office, why would there be need for more government employees?
Right.
But what are those government employees, how do you think they vote?
Most of them, they vote liberal. And I have to tell you, this is really interesting. Cal Poly in offices. And one year, who was running for governor? I don't know, Olib. This was years ago. And I took a temporary job in another department, and I'm sorting mail, and I'm Gray Davis. I'm passing out union pictures of vote for Gray Davis. They were the only group that was allowed to do that, was the union could put forth who they want you to vote for. And I'm sorting the mail, and one of the faculty comes in, and he goes, well, you're voting for Gray Davis, aren't you? And I looked at him, and I said, no. Well, why? And I said, the very same reason that you I said, and I'm thinking, well, how do I phrase this to hit him? And I said, well, what if Rush Limbaugh was running for governor and the union, how would you feel? And he got, for a fraction of a second, he got this aghast look on his face. And he goes, but the union would never support that. I said, that's exactly why I'm not voting for Gray Davis.
Mm-hmm. Well.
So they're able to put out, use union money to support political things. And they are in the office passing it out, so they still do that, I'm sure.
Well, I look at it this way. That union money, where did the union money come from?
With the employees.
The union employees are getting paid by the taxpayer.
Mm-hmm.
So our money essentially is helping them to win their political battles.
Exactly. Oh. There is a law that you, and of course it's mandatory, even if you don't join the union, you have to pay a minimum to the union because they, quote, represent you. There is a means to not do that, and you have to designate a nonprofit for your money to go to of the full union due, not the minimum that you've been paying to the union. But it's quite a bit more per month that you can send your nonprofit. At the time, someone was trying to send it to the boys. At that time, we're holding on to the man, boy, not homosexuals being involved. And the union challenged that, said that no, you can't give it to the Boy Scouts. They're not a qualified nonprofit. You couldn't give it to your church. And there were some others, but it was kind of a lengthy process to go through. But you can have your money go someplace else. You just have to be dedicated enough to do it.
Right, and you know, I don't know how many people are willing to go the extra yard to do that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, hope everyone does their homework and stays tuned.
Okay.
Thanks so much. You have a good day.
You too. All right, on the email, while there is no single percentage of every election historically, between 55 and 65% of Californians vote in favor of individual bond measures, leading to an overall 76 passage rate for statewide bonds. Statewide versus local historical trends. Between 1993 and 2024, Californians voted on 49 statewide bond measures. Voters approved 37 of them. That's a 76 approval rate. Authorizing over $186 billion in debt. Individual passing measures usually hover around 55 to 65% yes vote. For example, the 2024 Proposition 2 education bond passed with 56.8%. Local school bonds. School bonds are the most successful local measures. Since California passed Proposition 39 in 2000, which lowered the local school bond passage threshold from the two-thirds supermajority to 55%, voters have approved roughly 77 to 80% of all school bonds. The average yes vote on local school bonds sits right at 63 to 64. And what have we gotten for it? Local non-school bonds, local infrastructure, housing, or special district bonds generally face a much steeper hill because they traditionally require a two-thirds supermajority to pass. Their historic passage rate is much lower, typically around 40 to 50%, depending on the election cycle. And also, again, I go back to is, where is the money prioritized? You know, we've had this big boom in the wine industry and the tourist industries here up and down the Central Coast. Our cities are broke. We need to increase the sales tax because we need to fix the road. Why is that? You're sitting there on your monthly or your yearly budget thing talking how great things are, and you don't have the money for the infrastructures. Does that make any sense to anyone? Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Just want to quickly comment on the birthright citizenship ruling by the Supreme Court. I mean, basically, they did their job. Is the problem was back in 1865, no one imagined the situation that we're now in, and the president can't just say, "Well, the law doesn't matter anymore," even though those guys got it wrong. I mean, it either has to go back to an amendment, or Congress needs to do something to fix it. So, it's not that it's like this is the way it's always going to be, but it needs to follow the rules, which a lot of people don't want to happen anymore. So. Anyways, that's just my comment, is I think it was the correct decision, even though I think a lot of people agree that the situation is not good, and there you have it.
Well, we'll see then what the president does next, because it needs to be taken care of.
Correct, right. And he either needs to get in front of Congress and convince them, which will be tough, or, I mean, I think he should call a constitutional convention, whatever they call it, to come up with some good amendments, like balanced budget and solve this problem and that problem. Because I think, you know, and voter ID, I mean, you know, the vast majority of people want that, yet there's some people that don't, and they can fight and whatever. So, anyways, I mean, it moves it to the next level, and of course, all these things take a long time. So it's just, you know, I mean, a lot of things went for Trump this year. So, or, you know, this past session. So yeah. I guess got to take what you can get.
Well, yeah, but let's not, we got to keep fighting on.
Yep. All right. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's see here. Okay, for this one, the clearest quantitative signal from recent data is that California has approved tax-increasing local ballot measures 57.5% of the time based on the most recent statewide primary that included 92 such measures. I don't know how people then complain about the cost of living and why it's so expensive. I have no idea why they do that. When you keep voting to give these wolves or these pimps your money, that they mismanage, they misdirect, they don't prioritize correctly, they manipulate, and we know the fraud.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. As it is the fifth Tuesday of the month, there will be no Paso Robles or Atascadero City Council meeting tonight. Additionally, last week was the last Paso Robles School Board meeting until the start of the new school year in August. In collaboration with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and the county APCD, CAL FIRE will be conducting a 32-acre vegetation burn Tuesday, June 30th at 10 a.m. near 3270 Gilardi Road in San Luis Obispo. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All right, protecting what matters, Barry will have on Jan Wolf and Juanita McDaniel from the Atascadero Republican Women Federated, and then multi-generational Grape and Grain Society, Jay Leach, Kaylin Clark, and Will Barnaby. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep the cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.